Blog Talk Radio.
Happy and unhappy Sundays, and you're now in tune to WRBSRadio.com, the station where reality slaps you in the face and not thrown it behind. Wham! 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 Wham!
Get money.
useless. No matter how much is up there, do stop it. There are two rocks, right? If you live in doubt, who's that? Dead money, dead money, dead money. Solidify a status so no one can take anything from us. Leaving all y'all in the toilet, just watch us flush. Y'all dealing with the dopest so you can feel the rush. Standard transmission, we always come through in the clutch. No frauds, we be like Greek gods, adding our Midas touch. Transforming transcripts like Optimus Prime and such. No question, one of the best in the arts of conversation. Debating the heat and you spraying towards my congregation. Hard work paying off, y'all seem to be on vacation. Never gonna stop amid speculation. Never got you about facing, caused by the embarrassment of the irrelevant statements. I ain't playing, y'all just running out of people to blame for your failings. And all y'all is getting retarded as the offspring of Sarah Palin. If my words confuse you, I explain it in layman's terms. Y'all be lame in every language.
Now, Mr. White, follow the beat. Ever since birth, you've been known to teleport. What you talk about, dog? Yo, where I'm going right now?
Days I see too many people. people out here trying to trade in they skin to become on a piece of paper, cotton fiber, paper thin. Why these dudes think they can stop everything that I've been making up, bringing in? Y'all gon' start shaking up, yo, I'm getting ready to tell y'all what I told y'all a long time ago. I done broke the padlock off all these fake rappers' arms, just like a crowbar. Mr. 239 represent, I've been known to go so far. If y'all don't believe what I'm talking about, everything that I've been speaking so far makes these dudes skin start to boil. Most fake rappers then started getting their self Botox racked up like Botox and Botox and inside of the faces. Yo, I've been known to blow Parson, blow the toxin, to blow out the whole space. While most dudes be thinking that, man, that I was gonna sit around and let all this crap bother me. Time to break it down to an end, Time to bring it to an end, All these people out here losing their mind, changing their face in for paper. It's time to bring it to an end, dog. Time to bring it to an end, dog. Time to bring it to an end, dog. Yo, worried up. Yo, I don't even understand the reason why most of these dudes thinking that it's worth to go out and do that. Man, I got too many facts, too many thoughts in my head, making my mind go crack. Spread open inside of the instrument, track like a zillion chips, covering every instrument, breaking them down. Everybody knows the meaning of key, no name. Now I done shaked it and I done shaked them and shaked them and shaked them around until I made all the dead presidents start whispering, whispering around a galaxy, wondering who is that rocking inside of that beat. I put myself inside of the beat, translated easily. While most dudes be trying to figure out why he blamed, man, because they made me do it. Time to bring it to an end, Time to bring it to an end, Nonsense, time to bring it to an end, Time to bring it to an end, Yo, they done lost their conscience. Time to bring it to an end, Time to bring it to an end, Word up. Yo, check it. Back in the past, I've been known to rock a whole bunch of mass of people, different foreign type of people, talking about Russians, why they yelling out the word Nazarovian. To Mr. 239 represent all these dudes out there wondering why I'm still toasting in the head. Been known low enough to explosives. Everybody thought that they could stop me, man. That's a hard case. PTSD inside of my chart papers. If y'all don't believe the record, just understand what I'm delivering inside of this. Gonna make these dudes' delivery respected. Everything that I'm bringing out, everything that I've been coming out with, most people wondering how is he there, how he sound like he there, why he here. Man, I've been doing this for so many years. I'm talking about traveling to places and reality before it even come near. Time to bring it to an end, dog. Time to bring it to an end, dog. Time to bring it to an end, dog. All the nonsense, time to bring it to an end, dog. Yo, word up. Mr. 239 coming in, I'm last, I'm putting my last abbreviations inside of the instrument. That's all that's gonna be left, point blank, period, dot. While most people didn't understand what I'm getting ready to drop, now everybody's screaming, hearing out the shot. Mr. 239, Bryant last, all struggles, trials, and tribulations. I got so many rhymes that I left all these fake rappers' skins and their hearts boiling and shaking, falling apart. And the last thing I did was chop them apart with a toy Gensu, or better yet, a toy guillotine. Chopping fake rappers and leaving them out the scene, thinking they can stop everything I've been doing. Y'all know what I mean? Time to bring it to an end, Time to bring it to an end, Time to bring it to an end, These niggas are special price to me, man. Feel my head.
Hey, man, let's break it.
Go, go, go. God, that joke. Always trying to come around. I'm gonna make this. I got him beat. what we giving. Hit you with a Sammy feeling. This is what we giving. Hit you with a Sammy feeling. I am Mr. 2-3, now I always stay on my shine. Everybody did think that I was gon' keep coming on that wine. Your mind, take your mind back. Just like taking it back, winding your clock back, winding your watch back. Yeah, this is Word is Born Records, excellent, it's ya. All y'all out there get ready, know how we get ready, hit ya. Moving through, getting ready, make y'all feel like, yeah, we mix you out. All y'all out there like, look, it's a bird, it's a plane in the sky. No, it's the Zero Squad coming out from way far. Mr. MR.239 coming in with the force steel mind. Yo, when I keep messing my moves, everybody didn't understand. Yeah, call me Cosmic Funk, come back in 2006. From nothing, 239 something. Now y'all got to listen to that the way I be pumping. When I be bringing my style and everybody start lumping. Get their head, move around, everybody putting their thumbs up in the air like they wanna run into what we giving. Hitting you with a 7-8 feeling. This is what we giving. Hitting you with a 7-8 87, yeah, what's up, baby? Yeah, he been sent from heaven. And there's so many women looking for a man from heaven. What's really going with the heaven thing? Everybody wanna hit heaven scene. Yeah, they know that Zero Squad, we always been in the spot to get the party locked. That mean we have it on lock. It's always in the house party. Because everybody wanna come around, they just wanna start bumping, bumping their lips. Yeah, they got a party seat. Yeah, that's nothing but a doubt. But the people just said that we wasn't gonna mount to nothing. Let them know that the Zero Squad, we always been coming in. No, we just let it storm in. Just like it's something that just went dormant. Like a volcano, no, they gonna see it all just go around. No, we ain't a rep, the chain around them. Now about to suffocate them with the music. Yeah, they gonna see the 87. This is what we giving, hit you with a 70 feeling. This is what we giving, hit you with a 70 feeling. This is what we giving, Mr. MR.239. Bad tomorrow town, the way I used to be. Getting it busy and getting it in. Whatever they wanna call it, it was the same as working. Why were a lot of people out there didn't understand the way I've been going on and stay punctual with everything that I do? I had to stay on point. All y'all out there know when I come with a tool, this is what I'm getting ready to do. Make everybody sit back and then they say they wanna move. Move around, everybody moving around. So much sweating until they got stains on the back of their pants. Yeah, sweat stains. All the women out there chewing their hips stains. All y'all out there didn't understand when it's time for the Zero Squad. Yeah, we circle with trouble. Yeah, we taking your energy and leaving your drain. Everybody know we popping out so much energy. Everybody instead of drinking alcohol, they ain't drinking nothing but a whole bunch of propellant. Drinking up the energy drain to fuel the Zero Squad when we come in. Yeah, we give y'all a good taste to your throat like a good taste of the pain. This is what we giving you 70 feeling. This is what we giving you 70 feeling. Catch a punch, knock your head backwards, just like that becomes you, like that becomes her. That's when the movies were made, when all the music people making the fame. Then the people just wanna go and use everything that the people just wanted to say. This is gonna make you go insane. What you used to look at, what you take in the brain. But there's so many people don't know how to think when it comes to rocking the masterpiece. That means it's always masterpiece, a piece that keep coming around. Then the piece just wanna hear all the sound that you got this moment now. Yeah, they know the Zero Squad, we always coming in. And if anybody gonna come with a diss, but guess what, we just made a list. Put them at a list if they wanna come in with a diss. They just wanna go and say it's a script. Don't forget them, I'm just gonna rip everything that you said that you was gonna take the grip. Don't take the whip of the Zero Squad, give us a second. This is what we giving, hit you with 70 feeling. This is what we giving, hit you with a 70 feeling. This is what we giving, hit you with a 70 feeling. This is what we giving, hit you with a 70 feeling. If it's proof in the place in the building, they gon' start coming off and they gon' be flapping. Going off to the space and going through a whole bunch of planetarians. This is what we giving, hit you with a 70 feeling. The roof is flying off the place and it's going across the galaxy and everybody's doing. This is what we giving, we hit you with a 70 feeling. This is what we giving, hit you with a 70 feeling. This is what we giving, hit you with a 70 feeling. This is what we giving, hit you with a 70 feeling. This is
time we gotta breathe in and breathe out. Yeah, I'm breathing in, breathing out. I'm breathing in, breathing out. I'm breathing in, breathing out. I'm breathing in, breathing out.
I'm breathing.
my end. Word up, man. Everybody be complaining about stuff, I mean, but you should be thankful every day that you got it. Yeah, real, man. Yeah, man. Y'all stop acting like y'all suffering. You know what I mean? Just breathe in your head, dog.
White Lotus.
Out there, it's a bloody trail business. Why you acting like a voodoo doll or a puppet? To somebody out there, it's a bloody trail business. Why you acting like a voodoo doll or a puppet? To anybody out there, it's a bloody trail business. tell you what I mean by that. Once you start giving everybody the inside of your thoughts, everything deep inside of your head, next thing you know, they start feeling you insane. Man, I like what he's saying, and what's that? A way for you to gain fans? Well, if it comes to that, I guess my fans are like cosmic rays from another universe or a galaxy. It seems like everything that I've been doing, my fan base is still scattered out easily. I guess because the business is bloody trail to me. So that means that if you speak anything you speak, it's gonna leak back to you like a whole bunch of blood that's in the trail, and everybody wondering what happened quickly. It's a bloody trail business. Why you acting like a puppet or a voodoo doll? Somebody is getting rich off of what you invent. It's a bloody trail business. Why you acting like a voodoo doll or a puppet? It seems like people getting rich off what you spit. It's a bloody trail business. It's a bloody trail business. Check it. It seems like you gotta kill yourself to get rich. So many people be like, man, you need to put yourself in the casket. So well, let's see if it comes to that. I did that in the past. I rise up out of a casket in 2004, giving everybody more. Everybody thought that they could stop everything that Mr. 239 for. I'ma tell y'all how dangerous this get. It gets like trying to follow some dead body parts. Like imagine a whole bunch of ribs just on the ground, and a whole bunch of blood is dragging from them now, and it's like, what is the reason and the purpose? Most people using a diaphragm. It seems like the diaphragm is inside of your stomach. So that means it's a blood trail business. Why you acting like it's a bloody trail business. 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 It's a bloody trail business.
I don't even know why you act like that every time you listen to this.
Oh.
Yeah, man, y'all body language confusing, you know what I'm saying? Like, mad confusing, man. Like, sometimes a brother don't even know what you really trying to do, you know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of signs you giving off? What kind of messages you sending, you know what I mean? Let me know what's good. You know what I mean? I'm lost sometimes. I be getting mixed feelings. Word up. Word.
This
is me judging from your body language. Your body language. Is moist. Judging from your body language. Body language. Are you making a choice? Word up. Yeah. Word. Word. Is you moist? Judging from your body. Or are you trying to make a choice to make a decision? Yo, imagine us sitting and walking around the sand on the beach. You sitting back in the chair and imagine me making love to your headpiece. As my words go inside of your ears, and you look at the oceans and the waves as they go back and forth and on the shore, and we watching that moon come up. And I'm talking about the sunrise. Look at the sunset, making everybody be wondering how is that really going on like that. And I'm a little bit in my mind about, you moist? Or is you making the right choice, you know what I mean? Word up. Man, I mean, I can't tell what you want to do, you know what I'm saying? Like, 1 minute, I think you moist, you know what I mean? But then, it's like, I don't know. Like, you ain't made a choice yet. So anyway, as I imagine myself caressing you and sitting you down, addressing you, taking my time with you. We just sitting back doing what we always do, being the grown folks like we always do. I'm talking about we can sip on the exotic drinks. I'm talking about look at things as we come through to make you want to think. I can do a little thing to you to make you feel like I want to play. Maybe we can flirt a little bit that day. Word up. Word up. I mean, you making the choice, you know what I'm saying? I mean, for real. Word up. Word up. Word up. Word up. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I believe you more, you know what I'm saying? You made the right choice. Word up. Word up. as I smell the fragrance coming off your skin.
Oh, yes.
And I think about the times that, man, you driving me crazy inside, within. I'm talking about the love and the butterflies in my stomach.
Oh, yes.
Moving up to the top of my heart quick. And I just imagine myself kissing you and licking you, eating you with cooking cream ice cream, licking it off your body. I'm talking about things that make you want to go a little bit crazy and insane quickly.
Oh,
I guess that's the reason why I got you trembling for what I see.
Oh,
word up. You more. Word up. Yeah, no doubt. You definitely more. You know what I'm saying? Word up. Yeah. Word up. Man, sometimes, you know, a woman's body language, women's body language can mess with your head. One minute you can say they saying one thing, and they can mean another one. And then they can mean another one and say another thing, you know what I mean? Man, for real, man, like... It's like, you never know, man. Sometimes a woman's body language make you feel like they want to bomb you. Or maybe you never know. It could confuse you, you know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
I've been spotted like that. Symbols and them symbols in the currency. I've been spotted. Yo, check it. Mr. 239 spotted inside the cotton fiber. While you dudes trying to figure out who gon' spit lyrics from inside of the paper. Making all y'all feel like, yo, I crushed up the wheat field. Yeah, Mr. 239 done packed up his stock. Yo, I stocked it up. Yo, I got the crops is up inside the instrumental. While most dudes thought that they could stop the way I spit flow. Yeah, Mr. 239 been representing. Taking y'all back to places where y'all never been at. While most people trying to figure out where do I travel. How do I move? Do I move in and out of instrumental? Or do I move inside like the numbers inside of the currency? Paper, yo, cotton fiber. That's the reason that most of these dudes acting like they don't like Mr. 239. I've been spotted like that. Symbol in the currency. Check it, y'all better learn from me. Mr. 239 coming in, putting my work in, man, I ain't ever been late. I'm talking about why most dudes be taking mistakes, making mistakes, forget about it. Mr. 239 is monster inside of the business. I told y'all from the beginning of it, why everybody be trying to act like, yo, I ain't bringing the night ending, now y'all feel what I'm sending in. I'm blasting out shots, blasting 37 times, dropping dudes with a 38 specialist type of mind, blowing them back, why everybody thought that they could stop me throwing out my bag. Yo, Mr. 239 gon' be spotted like Adidas on a whole bunch of kicks. Spotted like a whole bunch of Timberland trees on Timberland boots. Do you get it? This is what I'm getting. Yo, I've been spotted just like them digits inside of the currency. Check it, Mr. 239, that's all they gon' be seeing and all they gon' be hearing. Yo, check it, can you imagine what I'm getting ready to start speaking inside of the instrument? Gon' start happening. Yo, I'm spotted just like that triangle up in that pyramid up inside of the Egypt mode. Why you dudes thinking y'all can stop the way that Mr. 239 come on and expose? Exposing more than y'all will know about. Yo, I'm spotted just like somebody holding a whole bunch of ammunition and pulling it out. I've been spotted. I'm spotted like somebody see me and I'm famous now. Yo, Mr. 239 represent. Yo, I ain't got no reason to bring out the anger out. Why you dudes out there trying to act like Mr. 239 don't spit rhymes like gunpowder? My attitude, I've been spotted like them digits on the currency.
in our nature to protect the ones we love. To stand up to any danger. To be strong and courageous. To always be prepared. To keep our family safe. To be the first line of defense. We are born to protect.
Man, I know one thing. I got
to ask, man.
Y'all know 239 spit rhymes off the top of my mind, moving through circulating like the hand going around second round of time of the clock. All y'all out there doing the shortest top, everything that 239 been representing, always been on how to bring it off at top. While most people be trying to figure out, 239 ain't gonna always be sitting around or whatever you thinking around or from your mind. I think you should change it. Yo, I got my mind based on a whole bunch of franchises and making all types of product projects. I got my mind on a whole bunch
bunch of franchises. Yeah, they done had to quit. Yeah, now y'all sitting around trying to believe, yeah, to exist. Mr. MR Dot, WIB. Flip track and make y'all feel like, yeah, most of them dudes be trying to figure out, am I gonna add on to what I've been doing in my career from victory? Ever since when I was, man, I couldn't even remember me when I was sitting back counting up a whole bunch of these. Better yet, why most dudes be trying to figure out what I mean? Yo, man, we don't see it in reality. Just because you don't see it don't mean I don't have it already attracted. Call me a currency magnet. Been known to make all you feel like him. I'm coming back to take these fake rappers out the game quick like Dragnet. And I'ma let y'all know when it's time for me to represent the 239 represent. So step in mind if you know about what I'm getting ready to do. Take a mind and a travel through the fortress of the fortune of Mr. Two. Always how I always represented you. Step in mind, who all y'all out there wanna know where I'm going to? Check it, I've been known to keep moving forward like a whole bunch of dead hand force quicken. While most people be trying to figure out, am I leaving y'all lost? Am I bringing too much militant? From PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, that's the reason that I twisted up inside of the instruments and the beat, plus the Polaroid camera. Since all y'all wondering, am I acting? Nah, not an actor. Matter of fact, King of Brian Pack, y'all. All these dudes out here thought they could stop me, man. I got my mind stuck on farthing wherever nobody could imagine. 239 been representing all these dudes acting like it's so tragic. They seeing the way I'm spitting my rhyme, and I ain't gotta be making some words up like magic. Why all you dudes out there run your mouth, take a step in mind and see if you can travel through and see my fortune, to see my fortune. Take a travel to mine, take a fortune, take a step to mine, see if you can see inside and see my fortune quick. Let's go, unlock the door, padlock, walk inside, big gigantic king, Kino. 39, how I represent, on scene flow. Been known how to blow out the scene quick, explode. A billion more than a billion gallons of gasoline explode. But everybody thinks that they can stop everything that I've been doing, man. I've been doing this hip-hop thing. It seems like the old school B-boys is haunting me, yo. Yo, that means that when I grab on a microphone, I'ma bless the track with flow. While most dudes be trying to act like they can stop everything that I've been doing. Man, let's check and see the last place where I'm going. I'm going inside of my vault quick. I told you niggas back quick. In 2011, both thoughts got packed up. Long time ago predicted. Why everybody acting like they can stop everything that I was doing? Let's go and just close up my gate quick. So y'all can hear me punch the number. MR.239. Gate closing. Have a nice day, Mr. White. See you the next day. Hey, man, yeah, 239 representing always, always doing what I'm doing, man. Make a look, make a step, man.
You're not telling me that's what really happened to you. You're not telling me that's what really happened. You know what, man? Put it up, man. Every time, man, I'm listening to the radio, you always
where reality flattens on the face of Nazi wannabe high. Wham! Wham! Wham!
You know what? Step in.
Y'all are definitely in tune to the Kino versus Picasso.
Yeah.
We get ready to knock all them out.
Hey, yo, Frank, man, that ain't how it goes. You normally say numbers in there. Yeah, what the freak, Frank? Why did you say that?
Mark, you don't worry about why I changed it. I just changed it because I wanted to.
Frank, man,
get ready.
Hey, you know what?
Three.
Y'all getting honest. I don't think y'all belong in here.
Hey, yo, Frank, dude.
Yeah, this is that.
March, my brother, March, Mr. 239 coming in here ready to bark. We'll bring the action while everybody know it was time for me to represent. I've
I've been known to break your record and take your titles and snatch them from you. I told you dudes I'm carrying false titles. Back when I told y'all we're Ghost Town Part 2 or Part 1, we whoring you. Why everybody know where I get ready to swarm into? They know when I be bringing it, make you feel like, yo, y'all getting all nervous, yo, like this a physical. Y'all know when it was time for me to hit you, I split you, like I said again, yo. To be is the question, records are set to be broken. To be is the question, records are set to get broken. On your mark, get set, forget it. All these whack rappers, I'm getting ready to blow their dome quick. One rap rapper, two whack rappers, three whack rappers, four whack rappers, five whack rappers, six whack rappers. Boom, they gone. Yeah, these dudes out here that sold their soul. Like I said, they records was meant to be broken. Records meant to be broken. To be is the question. Boy, yo, out there acting, am I still ripping? Take a second, go back and check out the physical format. When I be bringing my strength, make them feel like they get blowback. My stableness, make them all feel like, yeah, my label punching quick. Everybody's steady, buzzing quick, running their mouth. Knowing me when I represent, I always stay working late like a doctor. Yo, what's my section? Yo, me, I keep it moving. Yo, I'm studying everything that I've been doing, and I always be feeling good when I'm making my movement and coming and spinning back and forth and moving around. I never be slacking off. And why all y'all out there be acting like y'all getting smashed quick and feeling like, yo, all y'all rappers, y'all deserve to be in coffins? Because it seems like to me most dudes be wishing death on themselves too much. Don't know when it's time for the Mr. 239. These dudes don't know me when I roll up. Been known to come up, just be busy like an elementary school bus. 24-7, I've been known to hit you. Forget you rappers, your records were set to be broken. To be is the question, your record was set to be broken. Yeah, most of these men walk around saying this, doing that. Don't know about me, I said, OC Currency, take it as a matter of fact. OC Currency, you better learn from me. Yeah, ocean keep moving it, filling the coast in the ocean as they're moving it. Moving inside of the instrumental, you do so know, yo, I told you records were set to be broken. To be is the question, to be is me, Mr. 239, always be ripping. Rip up every section, why most of these dudes don't know yet. They sitting around, they sound, they got burnt quick. Yo, your records were set to be broken. Your records were set to be broken. Stop pouting, your record was set to be broken. It was back every since 1998, man.
Hey, man.
I bet everybody was listening right now.
Yeah, 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 they
so
weird, you know what?
You know what? 239, you don't gotta say nothing to them no more. They ain't listening.
Be on your way to win the game like a man with 239 million fists, knocking out my challenges. I punch my way in the game like a man with 239 million fists, knocking out my competitors. I punch my way in the game like a man with 239 million fists, knocking out my challenges. I punch my way in the game like a man with 239 million fists, knocking out my competitors. I punch my way in the game like a man with 239 million fists, knocking out my challenges.
Come on.
I punch my way in the game like a man with 239 million fists, knocking out my competitors. I punch my way in the game like a man with 239 million fists, knocking out my challenges. I punch my way in the game like a man with 239 million fists, knocking out my challenges. I punch my way in the game like a man with 239 million fists, knocking out my competitors. I punch my way in the game like a man with 239 million fists, knocking out my challenges. I punch my way in the game like a man with 239 million fists, knocking out my competitors.
Come on, come on, you can do this right here. It's a lot riding on this. Let's go.
I punch dudes and knock them out the game. Yo, Mr. 239 coming through, getting ready to knock y'all out and leave y'all dazed for a whole bunch of years. Better yet, I'm about to knock them into a bunch of coma. Yeah, most dudes talking, they can try to predict on the Mr. 239 represent coming through. And I done told y'all what I do to my competitors. I make them feel like they knocked out, I TKO'd them. They laying down counting right now. Like I told you what I do, this is why. I put my way in the game like a man with
said I've been known to be delicious. What you mean delicious? Perhaps Mr. 239 is always caught up in the engine of this. Trying to figure out why this mother got me feeling like this. Got me in a zone, like I wanna stop and ask her about her algebra, what she owns. And she's passing to me as I pass it off to her. Say, yo, you can catch me at the WIBS company. She said, what does that mean? I said, word is born, Records Studios. That's where I always stand and where I be. She was like, oh, well, I'ma check you out and see what it's about. Tell Ma, is that really what you're thinking about from out the top of your mouth? Or is you just speaking something from the top of your head just to keep me quiet and just to get me out of your face quick? She said, nah, it ain't like that. I said, well, man, the only reason I'm feeling like this, man, is because my ex-wife left me and I'm practicing chastity.
Hey, yo, dude, come down. We want to pick up Mr. 239, dude.
With a space shuttle, man. You
but
crazy,
Eric, you're driving
crazy,
in a
man.
6-4
man,
slash
that,
space
man.
Shuttle.
Whoa, like,
whoa, stop this bouncing. Stop this bouncing now.
Hey,
yo, dude, just relax, dude. Just, you know, just chill out, dude, you know.
Hey, yo, look out, he's coming up way, look out.
Hey, yo, 239, dude. What's up, man? Hey, yo, dude, I'm on my way, dude. I'm coming for space right now, dude.
All
right,
yo.
All right, man. What you riding in? You know, I'm surprised, dude. You know, just, hey, Tessa, don't say nothing, dude. Yeah, Mr. 239 up in the 6-4 slash space shuttle. Merc 79 done came to pick me up, and Chester Martin is inside of the back bouncing and saying he wants Mr. 239 and Merc 79 to stop going around doing this bumping. So that's the reason why everybody bumping the 239, cause he's been something ever since last minute suggestion. Why a lot of people be trying to wonder what was happening. Was that Mr. 239 everybody still was bumping to? Man, they've been bumping to me ever since 2004. They've been bumping to me ever since the 90s, yo. Why everybody be trying to figure out this my first time grabbing the microphone? Get out of there, yo. Yo, everybody that wanna bump to Mr. 239, you can bump to him. If you in California, you can bump to Mr. 239. If you in New York, you can bump to Mr. 239. If you in the West Coast, you can bump to 239. And if you somewhere out of Texas, you can bump to 239. Bump, bump, up, up. Why everybody know the way that Mr. 239 be representing, jumping up, making all y'all feel like what's going on. Yeah, Mr. 239 back in the 90s used to ride around in a Honda with super smoke rims on it. I'm talking about dating, sitting flows. Why a lot of people be trying to figure out how did I do that? Man, it was a reason, yo. Mr. 239 been doing it for a long time. Why a lot of people thought that they could stop everything that I've been doing? Now everybody out there, yo, check. Y'all hitting the switches, huh? Hit 'em up. If you in Mr. 239's background, you can bump to Mr. 239. If you in your house, you can bump to Mr. 239. If you sitting around in a party, you can bump to Mr. 239. And if you somewhere across the globe, you can bump to Mr. 239. And if you cross seas, you can bump to Mr. 239. And if you on a red carpet, you can bump to Mr. 239. Check it, as I be on moving, you can bump to Mr. 239, man. If you up in space, you can dance in, bump to Mr. 239, man. If you sitting back with that special drink in your hand, you can bounce to 239, man. You can bump to Mr. 239, man. I'm talking about wherever you at, no matter the timing, you can bump to Mr. 239. Bump to Mr. 239. Bump to Mr. 239. Bump to Mr. 239. If you in the north, bump to Mr. 239. If you in the south, bump to Mr. 239. If you in the west, bump to Mr. 239. If you in the east,
bump the Mr. 239. If you in space, bump the Mr. 239. If you on Earth, you can bump the Mr. 239.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Janelle rocking with the best. On the wheels of steel.
Hey, man. What's that, man?
You're a fool, man. You know, 239, dude, you know. But, you know, 239, Merch 79, need to stop hitting these switches on a C4 and a space shuttle, dude. Hey, yo. Chester Martin, just calm down, dude. You sound like you was hitting switches anyway when you say Chester Martin. But, you know, Merch, you know, just don't be joking me.
He is tough, and he will kick your ass, Brett.
You have just reached Merch 79, the station where reality slaps you in the face and knocks you on the behind. Wham! Today we are here with Mr. 239, and I got a question for him. I want to ask him, and he's going to give the answer to the whole audience, haters and doubters and all that. So how does it feel to be successful? Basically, feels great, and I like to thank God for me being able to breathe, being able to do this the way that I can keep doing it with the energy. And that's for all the haters, the Dallas, and the jealousy, all of them. All there was a push for me to have a celebration.
All my people to the right and the left, put your hands up. All my people to the front and the back, put your hands up. All my people to the right, to the left, put your hands up. All my people to the front and the back, put your hands up. All my people to the right and the left, put your hands up. All my people to the front and the back, put your hands up. Because Tina is off, yeah. I'm the one that's representing with Word is Born Record. So everybody just sitting down on your chair and not familiar with what's going on right here. Yo, this is a celebration. We being able to live to see again, dream again, eat again, walk again, sleep again, wake up in the morning and we be stretching. So we still breathing and yawning. So everybody got a reason to be celebrating. Because it's a special occasion. Every day you being able to breathe it. Even though people try to stop you from making it. Even though they try to do things that make you feel like you can't take it. Sometimes we just sit back and wonder about what was really going on back then. Was it just the things that was going on? When somebody see you going high, they wanna try to pull you down. But you know you got to let them know how it goes when you come around to do your thing. Even though people didn't think that I would pursue my dream, now everybody knew how I did. When I did it from NC to SC, all the way across the galaxy, everybody know what it's gonna be when you see WB and Mr. M4.239. Come up, everybody, put your hands up, cause this is a what?
It's a celebration.
They was gonna do. They was really gonna be on point what they said they was gonna do. And that dude by the name Mr. 2, he was doing what everybody said that he couldn't do. Yeah, y'all know how he did. He just kept making his move. Even though people said that he was just gonna be a fool. They played me like a joker, like I was the one that made a move like a monster. But really that's what it really was. But now I stay around the elders while these niggas be sitting around hating, wondering. I tell them how you got to do. Just sit back, be patient. And you know what time it is, y'all keep on thinking. Everybody thought that they could erase this. Nah, ain't no way to erase this. Because, yo, I keep moving like the instruments in the background. Y'all know how it is when I crack the ground. Everybody didn't think I was gonna bring that hip-hop back around. But now they know it's celebrate.
of Mr. 239 and AM Fleet. Yeah. You know, they call this a forbidden tongue, you know what I mean? Yo, back in the day, 2007, they identified me as a forbidden tongue, so I'm speaking forbidden language. Most of you dudes out there, you get hang quick, thinking you can stop everything that Mr. 239 done painted quick. That's the reason why I brought this back in the mix, Kino versus Picasso, because I pitch this paint them type of stories and things that people wouldn't know. And do I get grave to spunk or speak it out loud? But most of you dudes out there thinking y'all can stop everything I've been reaping about, spitting about, make everybody feel like I done changed the page in the comic book. And now you're realizing who the ones that been came out. Yo, I got the clipboard in my hand. Yo, this is called a major comic book attack. That means that I won the great comic book of the year in 2012. So y'all know how Mr. 239 do, coming in blowing you and your crew in the tooth, thinking everybody can stop everything that I've been representing in Measure Up 2. I represent 704. Yeah, this is a comic book attack. For most of you dudes out there thinking y'all can stop everything I've been doing, take a second, stand back. Yo, because back in the past, Mr. 239 been known to come with flows to make everybody feel like they flash. Thought that they could stop everything that I packed. Made them all feel like they got bust open with this craft. I've been mastered for a long time. While most of you dudes be trying to act like actors, thinking y'all can stop everything that Mr. 239 brings off the top of my mind. Breaking them down, making you feel like I'm shaking your crown, shaking around. Make everybody fall back, thinking they can stop everything I've been doing. Man, it's a new militant dude coming through the game. Yo, I put my condition inside the instrument and make it start screaming. It start panicking. It have a panic disorder as I be representing, making y'all feel like y'all getting smashed out. So y'all can stop everything that I've been about. Yo, check it. I'm just like that dude, Bob Ross. I be painting them pictures with the oil type of sound. Yo, I'm oiled out now with my flow. That means that I paint a picture. When I first started off, it looked like really it ain't gonna be much, but by the time I finish, you'll see the signature. Yeah, as I came in, y'all know I'll be representing 239. Always be leaving all you people feeling like you wanna keep searching and seeing how I keep on making. I keep making instruments or making sounds or making tracks just like I'm some kind of artist. Meaning that I won't ever end with my pictures the way I started. Making everybody feel like you're getting departed. So that y'all can stop everything I've been doing. This is Kino versus Picasso 2020. Coming at you 2020 visions. Now most of you dudes realize what I'm hitting in the side of the instrument. Keeping the whole city and everybody jumping and busy. You know, that's the reason why I got everybody feeling and wondering now. How did my comic book attack them easy? Yeah, that's how I did. Yeah, I be speaking that language that makes people feel like, yeah, it was forbidden. So that means that it's somewhere in the store, somewhere concealed quick. Making all y'all feel like y'all can never reveal everything I had. As I bring it on, I represent North Carolina, so check me out as I rush the game like a target.
Thank you. I ain't no jobber.
Yes, yeah, see, I told him already.
Take one, Mr. 239 always do his thing when it was time for him to come. Everybody didn't think Mr. 2 was gonna come through with one take. Wait a minute, all it takes is one take for me to get up in the strip. Wait a minute, I ain't got to sit back and try to remember this or memorize this. When I flip a sentence, it's always at take 3 when I'm always making moves in the energy. And then take 4, I always bring more. Take 5, everybody be checking this 239 live. Take 6, they know me always up in the mix. Y'all know how I be doing my thing. I make music just like I'm making flicks. Take 7, y'all know what I'm bringing. I keep coming in, let them know I rise from high just like heaven. Take 8, everybody thought I was fake for everything that I create. Take 9, that's my time to shine. I'm the ninth ending. This is scripture wrote by, directed by Mr. 239. Signature signs, world is for records, we got them in time. Take 10, they didn't think I was gonna be able to come back. And a lot of said that I lost, but I win. Every time that I get ready to run in, everybody be like, uh-oh, like 7-11, take 11. You know how Mr. 239 keep measuring out to ways that they didn't think I was gonna be able to measure up to. Check this, take 12, y'all know me, I always spit flows to make a lot of people feel like they don't piece that well. Take 13, everybody didn't say Mr. 239 was gonna bring the rhyme thing from a dream to reality. Take 13, they got lost by me. They better understand when it was time for me to represent. Take 14, got them sitting back trying to figure out is take 15 gonna come about. Take 16, everybody be sitting around holding their mouth like I can't believe he just came out. This is directed by Mr. 239. Y'all know it's Signature Design. Word is born records. Everybody know I done wrote this script. Take 17, y'all know how I represent and I stay on that scene. Everybody thought that take 18 wasn't gonna keep going through. Now what are they thinking? They panicking more. Y'all know take 19, that's where the time where life used to be for me, that I wanna put a blade or maybe do something to a lot of people that betrayed. Take 20, you know me, I represent simply. Everybody thought that they could get it, try to dimp up on me. Wait a minute, try to pimp up on me. Take 21, I got them stunned. They know how I represent. Take 22, everybody thought that Mr. 239 wouldn't be able to do what he was doing. Take 23, now they see. This is how I represent. Take 24, everybody thought take 25 wasn't gonna come out, but I told them I represent the WIB from soul to mouth. This is directed by Mr. 239, Signature Sign. Word is born records. This is directed by Signature Sign, Keena Prime. Take 27, everybody didn't think I was gonna be representing. Up in the mix, I'ma take them all the way down through the number and accounting. Wait a second. Take 28, everybody didn't think that Mr. 239 was gonna keep coming great. Take 29, everybody sit around and be like, man, wait a minute, can he really shine? Take 30, everybody thought that I wasn't gonna come and be making my moves early. Take 31, everybody sit around wondering what was I doing when I bring it from my tongue. Take 32, y'all know how I stay live, always do my thing. A lot of people thought take 32 wasn't gonna lead to 33. Now they hear me, yeah, I'm moving through the air chillily. Everybody sitting around like a lily pad, looking silly, dad. Take 33, wait a minute, I told them what is this is. Yo, it's directed by Mr. 239, Keena Brian White, Signature Side, moving for records. This is directed by Mr. 239, what is for records, Signature Side. This is directed by Mr. 239, what is for records.
What up, what up, what up, what up with all my peoples? Yeah, man, you got Mr. 239 in the building, man. Y'all now in tune in to Happy and Unhappy Sundays, man. And right about this time, man, you know, I like to talk on the subject, you know what I mean? Because it's a spot on here where it talks about true subject talk. So I figure, you know what I mean, I want to talk on the subject, man. And the subject I want to talk about, man, is, you know what I mean, I want to talk about gratitude, man. I mean, it's on the show right here, you know what I mean? It's on the tag. You see it? It says gratitude on there. there's a lot of things, man, that everybody in the world should have gratitude for, man. You know, like, pretty much me, man, I have gratitude for, like, Heavenly Father saving my life, man. You know what I mean? Like, last year, like, you know what I mean? And he continues helping save my life, you know what I mean? Like, fighting this vasculitis thing, you know what I mean? And it's, that's why, like, I'm on here, like, officially, man, you know what I mean? This is the shrinking world, the shrinking world, you know, brought to you by Casino Kino, you know what I mean? Shrinking Worlds 12 volume, you know, .A-90,004. Casino Kino be playing with them crazy titles, though. I mean, I think, man, personally, man, when you get, like, another chance to live life, you know what I mean? Because, like, so many people be gone, man. So many people leave. You know what I mean? And sometimes we left to grieve about it, mourn about it, you know. But I know mine in heaven with her mother and father, you know what I'm saying? She's like another angel watching over me and our babies, you know what I'm saying? So, like, my gratitude now, man, is just, you know what I'm saying? Just gratitude that I still got the mind frame to do what it is to do to keep me going and you know what I mean? Like, keep me motivated. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people, you know, say they lose so much, you know, feel like living. Like, I mean, as a widower, you know what I mean? 43 years old, me, you know, I went in that area where I was in it, like, in a dark area. Like, I mean, but it's funny about it. Make everybody laugh about it real quick. Even though I was in a dark area, man, I decorate my room like a party place, man, you know what I mean? Like, it got balloons around it, you know what I mean? The doorway got a little light, and I got, like, a moon, you know what I mean? I got this moon from Walmart, man. This cool moon, man, it changes colors, and, you know what I mean? And, you know, before then, like, I would just stand in one room. I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't video camera and nothing no more, man, and I got like three video cameras, you know what I mean? And I remember back in the day when I was, you know what I mean, but sometimes when you lose so much, man, you know what I mean, it's like you don't know if you gonna have a purpose to do what you was doing and who's gonna recognize your greatness, you know what I mean? So that's why I'm you know what I mean, I'm gonna speak on this subject, like I said, about gratitude, man, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you gotta have gratitude for something that always rescue you, man. You know what I mean? It's something that always rescue you. You know what I mean? So, like, you know what I mean? Something that always rescue you. You gotta have gratitude for something that always rescue you, man. Like, you know, for instance, like, you know, man, you gotta, like, really look at this situation, man. Like, when everything it took from you, You know what I'm saying? That we are Heavenly Father kids and everything. It's like all you have to do is go back. All you have is to go back. It's your childhood. You know what I mean? That's why I respect Nas for his song, My Second Childhood, because that song was dope. You know what I mean? And we gonna play Red Man, you know, freestyling off of it. About it lighter. Big ups to that squad, man. Big ups to Wu-Tang, man. Big ups to the AM Fleet, man. Big ups to the 239 in the building. And definitely big ups to Too Hot Radio, man. You know what I mean? Because Mr. 239 went through and his audition, man. You know what I mean? You know, it's like, I don't know, man. Like, I just let loose, man. Like, it's like when I hear that move your feet, it's like, boom! You know what I mean? Like, just let loose on it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, but you just gotta have gratitude, man. Like, you know what I mean? You gotta have gratitude, man. And it's like sometimes to gain your gratitude, to really reflect on your gratitude, is you go back and it take you back to your childhood memory. You know what I mean? Like what it was that made you passionate about doing things. Like, you know what I mean? Because, like, that's what it is. Like with my situation, I just lost a wife and I lost both of my two daughters. You know what I'm saying? And because due to me fighting this disease and due to my wife, you know, getting murdered, but, you know, that's cool because, you know, they did whatever they did to her body here on earth, but, man, up in heaven, man, you know, she was there with her mom and dad, man. You know what I mean? I know she smiled it down, you know what I mean? And before she left, she was, like, on her face, she was highly blessed, you know what I mean? And she had, Proverbs 31 woman, you know, she represented, called herself as that, you know what I mean? And she was an Easter star, man, you know what I mean? But, you know, I still feel a warmth in her Easter star love, man, you know? I still feel, you know, just gotta look at the picture, though, you know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? I gained my gratitude back, man, to do, like, that thing when I was a kid, you know, it's like, I remember the escape away from life, man. I used to just go make a tape in the room. It was me and my karaoke machine. And I would, like, make a tape, but I had my karaoke machine. It was boost with, like, 3 volumes, you know what I'm saying? Because I learned how to boost volumes and all that when I was real young, when I was a kid, man, you know what I mean? But, you know, man, y'all make sure y'all be looking out, man, for Mr. 239 new treatment, man. The new song called Before Time, featuring Capadonna on it from Wu-Tang, you know what I mean? Big up to Temple Beach. You know what I mean? Y'all be looking out for Dark Side, Mr. 239, new treatment joint, Entry 42. You know what I mean? That was dead for when I was at the age of 42. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? Now I'm big 43 now. You know what I mean? So y'all get ready to hear a lot more. Y'all going to see a lot more. Y'all going to hear a lot more. Y'all going to hear show improve, new improve, Mr. 239, renew. You feel me? There you go. Man, I just wanted to reach on gratitude, man. You know, it's a holiday coming, man. Hey. Out of everything, man, y'all, everybody that's listening, man, just have gratitude that God, Heavenly Father, whoever, whatever religion you worship in, gets you to keep your sense of humor through all the situations. And what I mean by sense of humor, man, sense of humor meaning that you understand what's going on and you got a way to still smile and don't, you know, want to just give up on everything. I mean, everything is happening in the world, man. So many things that make us feel like we want to just throw in the towel and say, man, I give up. It's like my song called 239 Million Fists, you know what I mean? I punch my way in the game like a man with 239 million fists, knocking out my challenges. And I punch my way into the game like a man with 239 million fists. Destroy my competitors, man. I mean, you know, that's, you know what I mean? Because life itself could be competitive. life itself can be real competitive, man. You know what I'm saying? And the way I look at it, when life destroys you to the point that you feel like you got to compete against yourself, and, you know, this, that, and the third, I mean, a talent is natural. Talent is natural, man. It's something that's natural. Some people can do it well. Some people can wake up and just drop a track and make it like it didn't take a long time for it to happen. You know what I'm saying? Some people, it might take them forever and forever to get a track right. So when you have something that grew on you like a fungus, you know what I mean? That's what this music is to me. It grew on me like a fungus. You know what I mean? Like, hey, it's nothing, man. I can drop tracks at any time. So, you know what I mean? I like to give a big, 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 big ups and shout out to my Heavenly Father and my new Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saint Church, Latter-day Saint, you know what I mean? Family, you know what I mean? I'm swinging the Latter-day Saint 239 caliber, and next, man, you know, for anybody out there that's gonna be in that Fairmont area, we got like this Christmas concert going on, and I heard a rumor has it that Mr. 239 might be performing a song called Tools. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Big ups to my new Latter-day Saint family, man. You know what I mean? They've been with a brother through this hard struggle, man. I remember when I first got my biopsy done, man, I couldn't even move. I couldn't even go to church. I felt so miserable. But I still read my Book of Mormon. I still prayed and everything. And I was working out, because they had me on 60 milligrams, right? So this is the funny part about, they had me on 60 milligrams of steroids. I just want to share this real fast, you know what I mean? And we, you know what I mean? Y'all know what it is. So this is another part of talking about gratitude, too. So, like, you know what I mean? They had me on a 60 milligrams after they did the biopsy on my left leg. So, like, I literally, my leg had, like, the stitches that dissolved inside of it. You know what I mean? Because, you know, my doctor, you know what I mean, he had cut the, his name was Aldini or whatever, from out here, WV or whatever. It's like, you know, West Virginia out here, you know, medical center. And, like, I mean, I remember they had me on 60 milligrams of steroids, so I was taking 60 milligrams of steroids, so I remember how I used to lift weights and walk and work out while I was walking. You know what I mean? When I first got out, and I was getting my leg together. And then, like, it got to the point that I needed sports physical therapy. You know what I mean? But it's all good, man, because, like, and, like, after that, you know, like, I got stronger and stronger. I kept moving up on the leg weights at sports physical therapy. The last leg weight I was working out with and doing my training with and my exercise with was a 5-pounder. It was black. They was looking at me like, yo, he gonna work out with those on. So, yo, when it's time for me to get back on the turfs, on the stages, in front of the festivals, in front of red carpets, when I get in front of anything, y'all better believe y'all gonna see an image of glycerin coming out of me, you know what I mean, every time. You know what I mean, especially that Move Your Feet, man. Y'all just gotta feel the power of it. You know what I mean? Y'all get to feel the power. Y'all get to feel it, though. Where y'all gonna feel it? Where the... I just had to say, man, you know, it's been amazing. And definitely like to think my Heavenly Father, man, for, like, staying my life, man, for all these years. It's gonna be, it's on now. Yeah. But they say love. All right, 239, dude, you ready? Man, let's go, Bill, man. You know I'm ready. You know I'm ready. Let's go. Hey, yo, what's this joint call anyway, Bill? 239, you look, dude, I can't believe you forgot it that quick. It's Casino Kino's Shrinking Worlds, Part 12, Volume A, 90,004, dude. You know what it was. Yeah, man, I was just playing with you. I was just pushing. Give me a beat. Give me a beat. Yo, I'm the dripping paint coming down the walls. The dripping paint coming down with bars. The dripping paint coming down the walls. The dripping paint coming out with bars. The dripping paint coming down the walls, the dripping paint, coming out with bars. Yo, my bars and my sentences always paint up pictures quick. Call this a theater hit. Y'all know this is the drummer inside of the spit. Y'all know how I represent, I've been known to spit. Keep on loading off mad types of clips. A lot of dudes don't know about the average. Mr. 239 always representing. Yo, check it. Man, I be walking around and with my own branding. Y'all know about the dude 239 be representing. Yo, that paint is dripping all way down the walls of the instruments. Names of my life spread around like graffiti head. Y'all thought it chalk a star the way I represent. Yo, Mr. 239 got words like an encyclopedia when I spit. Yo, I'm the dripping paint dripping down the wall, and I'm the dripping paint that be coming out with bars. While all y'all dudes don't know about me when I represent with plus guy. Everybody wondering how I be represent. That's how it goes. I'm the dripping paint coming down the wall. I'm the dripping paint coming out with bars. I'm the dripping paint coming down the wall. I'm the dripping paint coming down with bars. Yo, bar after bar, sentence after sentence. Yo, I'm the dripping paint coming down the walls. I'm the dripping paint coming out with bars. I'm the dripping paint coming down to the walls. Walls, period. Look at my name, yo, it's going across like spray paint. Dude spraying my name across trains. Around the train, on the train, I see it, the graffiti. They said, Mr. 239, I've been representing any city. Wherever he go, he always be letting himself get noticed quickly. Man, it's like, yo, when he be off the holster, everybody be wondering how them bullets continue penetrating the instrument beating, making all the enemies feel it quickly inside of their skin deep, yo, feeling the oppression point as Mr. 239 be coming through ripping and hit you in moist. And all y'all out there don't know about me, Mr. 239 got flows to go grab her, make your dude feel like, yeah, I've been known to come out and paint up a picture much. Yo, spray paint in my hand with the flame in front of it. That means that the ink is burning inside of the instrument, and I'm burning, I'm branding my name quick. I brand it with everything I've been doing. I'm the dripping paint and coming down the wall. I'm the dripping paint and I'm coming out with a lot of bars. I'm the dripping paint coming down the wall. I'm the dripping paint coming out with bars. I'm the dripping paint coming out the wall. I'm the dripping paint coming down with bars. Yo, bar after bar I pound dudes' mind and split they mind open like Humpty Dump head shells. Y'all know about me, 239 represent with the flows and make your head swell. While y'all don't know about me, man, I be representing all dudes out there don't know about how I keep on getting it, or ripping it. Yeah, that's the paint and I'm putting it together and I'm mixing it. Make the blend come through and everybody says it's a certain blend, quick, why? I'm the dripping paint coming down the wall. I'm the dripping paint coming out with bars. I'm the dripping paint coming down the wall. I'm the dripping paint coming out with bars. I'm the dripping paint coming down the wall. I'm the dripping paint coming out with bars. I'm the dripping paint coming out the ball. I'm the dripping paint, y'all fall. Yeah, break them down with sentences. Mr. 239 representing, hit them with the hit quick. Y'all know how my sentences going through. Spraying quick, just like a spray painting my name around the whole globe in the galaxy. Invisible paint flying through the sky. It's an atomic mass coming with an explosion. Watch it, that's a symbol. That's one of the bubbles, just like a comet. boom, bam ya. Y'all know how it is, this is 239, I done sprayed them up, yo. I done made a scope to whip rhymes and sentences as every time I get ready to write them out stack. Yo, I use my own to paint bunch, as a matter of fact. Make all your mind blank, get blushed at the same tack. Paint dudes up just like, yo, it's war paint. Y'all know about Mr. 239, man, I be representing, making all y'all feel like, yo, I done burnt off your face. Yo, I'm the dripping paint coming down the wall. I'm the dripping paint coming out with balls. I'm the dripping paint coming down the wall. I'm the dripping paint coming out with balls. Put on, what the, just hit me across my damn head, man. Man, you know what, that's why I don't like bring you nowhere. Every time I bring you to the damn movie, you always act stupid when you, look, I told you it's a special damn effect. Why is it every time when you come to the movie with me, man? And see, every time I give you the benefit of the doubt and I let you come to the movie with me, man, just because I know that you, I think that you're going to act normal. Then when we get here, you do something crazy. Man, I felt a piece of that paint. I feel that paint. That sword, he said, jumping paint down the wall. It's just paint come out with fire. I felt that paint. Man, you know what? It's a movie. What you mean I see finished body? He came out that screen right there. He sprayed some of that paint on my face. Man, you know what? Stand up! Sit down, man. You know what? That's it. I feel like, you know what I feel like doing? I feel like just tying you up right here and make you sit still. Now, you ain't gonna get up jumping at that screen like that no more, man. Everybody, excuse me, can you calm down? Look, I'm trying to calm him down, okay? No, can you calm down? I calm down. You didn't see what he just did. He just got over there in front of that screen talking about some paint. Cause, yeah, well, I've seen it. Maybe it's just maybe the special effects are just kicking in from his vest. So, you know what our special effects do? Have you ever seen a special effect of somebody fist hitting you across your head without you even seeing them hit it? No, sir. Well, ain't nobody else neither. But you better watch out because anything could happen to you. So you stay over there. Your breath stinking, that's why I'm glad I just tied you up. Your breath stinking, man. And I understand, but I'm telling you, when I was right there in front of that screen, if that guy came out through that screen, and his spray paint hit me, okay? His spray paint hit me, he said something about he was dripping paint down the wall. And he was like, dripping paint coming down with bars. Look, man, you just listening to the music too hard. Listening to the freaking music too hard, okay? And you know, every time, like, I think that if I bring you, you're going to be normal, and you don't be normal. You just do crazy stuff. You just do stuff. I don't know. I just don't know. I just don't understand. Hey, man, that's an oldie hit right there. You know that? What, man, what is it? Mr. 239 always on the microphone, and I feel like I gotta be noisy, so I'm just like Roy C. I wanna rock the microphone like my back ain't got no bug. I wanna rock the mic. Yo, just like the Roy C on that song when he said, I wanna rock, you wanna rock me, baby, like my back ain't got no bones. But when it's time for Mr. 239 to go on with them long, let's see old school 8-track songs, take them back to the past. So all y'all know about me, man, I'm oldie, just like them carvings in your old grandmother's rocking chair. Then she used to rock and sip on her glass of tea or whatever she liked to sip on. Yo, y'all know about Mr. 239, man, I'm oldie, just like them old school sneakers with the old symbols on them. Yo, I'm oldie just like a whole bunch of sneaks that was ancient and somebody bring them back again. Yo, I'm oldie just like FUBU for us by us. Yo, I'm oldie just like us, the Adidas and Timberland boots and Nikes much. Yo, I'm oldie just like wearing Timberland boots much. Yeah, 239 used to wear black and gray lugs back in the day. So hush, all you dudes out there, yo, man, I'm oldie just like walking around with the old gear on until it wore out. But
blood is still one of my clover lines that was exposed and invented by me. I'm oldie just like a whole bunch of fans. I'm talking about the fans that you put in your hand. You raised to stay cool easily. I'm oldie just like an old shoe. I'm oldie just like the old smell. I'm oldie just like old English 800 man. Man, I'm oldie just like email. I'm oldie just like dial-up. I'm oldie just like using a phone, an old school Boost Mobile much. Yo, I'm oldie just like my sound chirp much. Yo, I'm oldie just like a white walkie-talkie, and I'm yelling out, and everybody know about me as I cause explosion much. I'm oldie just like a diversion. I'm oldie just like, I've been known to cut up the side of your mind and your headpiece like a surgery. Yo, check it. I'm oldie just like, I go back to using my old language. I'm oldie just like my old ideas I made on mixtapes back in the 90s with a hit. I'm oldie just like I was chosen to come back cause I'm old school with the citizens. I'm oldie cause I spent old school hip hop 1979, that's where I invented this hit. I'm oldie, I'm oldie.
You know what, you oldie. I know about oldie stuff too. I know about everything about oldie too. Don't nobody, hey look, I don't want nobody to just say something about no oldie. You know, I'm oldie too. I know what oldie mean. I know what that mean. I know what that mean, man.
Hey, man, look, hey, look, I'm going to tell you something. I think that we can go outside and take this fan from right here, because this fan is attached right here, man, and I think we can go sell it at the strap shop. I'm telling you, I think we can do that right now. I think we can, I'm telling you right now, I really think that we can take this fan loose from right here, and we're going to go and we're going to strip it. We're going to take all the parts off from it right here, right here, right now. We're going to take them all off. We're going to take them all off. We're going to take everything all off from it. We're going to take everything off. We're going to strip it. We're going to strip this fan right now. We're going to take everything. We're going to take everything right there. We're going to take everything right here. Man, you think we should be doing something like this? Man, I thought that dude, Casino Kino, I thought he was in charge of this whole movie tonight. Man, you know what? Forget that sad face sucker, man. Forget that joker. Forget him. Look like he got tree sap on his face every time he look at you and he talk. He look like his face is stuck together like tree sap. I don't care about him. I don't give a damn about him, okay? I don't care about him. I just want to get this fan right now. I just want to get this fan. I want to take this fan apart, and we're going to take this fan apart. And you know what? You're supposed to be looking. You're supposed to be looking. Don't you sit here. Don't you sit here. Don't be asking me questions, man. Okay? Don't be asking me no damn questions, okay? Like I said, man, I'm going to tell you right now, I want this fan. I'm about to take this fan loose right now. I'm about to take this fan loose. Ain't nobody going to do a damn thing about it either, man. Ain't nobody going to do a damn thing about it. I'm going to take this fan loose. I'm about to take it right now. Man, I think everything going fine in that club, man. I think everything going fine. So you still going to be thinking about to do that with that fan. What the hell I just finished telling you, stupid sucker? I don't give a damn. I'm going to take the fan, okay? I'm going to take the fan. I'm going to take this fan. I don't care. I don't think nobody, you know, I don't care if somebody do come out here.
Man, well, I heard that guy named Casino Kino, he get kind of radical when he come around doing things to you and stuff. Man, I think we should think about not trying to take this fan or nothing off of here.
Why did you come here with me, man? Huh? Now, you should get questioning my damn work. I told you this is my business. This is where I work. This is what I do here. Man, what I was gonna say, man, I heard that man was crazy, man. You know, when he come up out here? Man, look, he ain't gonna come out here. You jinxing stuff, thinking and trying to make. He ain't gonna come out here. You jinxing this right now, okay? You jinxing it. You jinxing all this. Now, if you come out here and something happens, I'm gonna bust open, okay? Now, look, I'm getting this fan. Now, you just stay away from here. I'm getting this fan right now. I'm about to get this fan. I don't care what nobody say. I'm getting ready to get this damn fan, okay? I'm ready to get this fan. I'm getting ready to get it. Now you just watch out right there.
And you make sure ain't nobody looking, okay? Now you make sure. Now I just got finished drinking that old monkey wine, okay? Now you watch out. You watch out for me. Watch out for me. When I'm telling you, like get this thing, we're gonna take it to the stock market and we'll split the profit with you, but since you watch it, okay?
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll tell you what, man. I hope nothing weird happens, you know. But I told you that Casino Keno guy, he be popping up everywhere. He doing crazy things.
Don't worry about that. Just let me work on trying to get this damn fan loose. You just watch, okay? You watch out, okay?
Oh, what? Who the hell they ain't right there? I know that ain't. Just hold that camera in, fellas. And turn up the volume while I can hear what's going on. They outside my damn building, facility, trying to take my fan loose. Oh, no, the hell they not. What you gonna do, sir? Are you getting ready to see what I'm getting ready to do? I got this big-ass damn bottle of ketchup, and you know what? I got my daughter back. I'm about to go out there and Conseco this right now. I'm getting ready to do it right now. That's that sucker right there on the ground. Think you gonna unscrew it? What you think they gonna go use? Where you think they gonna use your favor? You know what? They probably gonna go try to take it to the scrap market, try to go sell it and get some money. Well, I tell you what, I'm a scrap market dance when I get up on them. So what you gonna do with that? You gonna take that ketchup? What you gonna? Cause I'm gonna knock the hell out of them. I'm a Conseco. You want me to say his full name? I'm a Jose Conseco. They all three. I'm all both of them. Sir, what if they got more people there? I hope they can take all of them too. Huh? Now, this is shrinkest world. Part 12, volume, dot, 8-90,004. And somebody wanted to try to take my damn fan loose. And I'm running the cinema now. Oh, we getting ready to go. We're taking the elevator right down here too. You know what? Yeah, we're taking the elevator down. Let's go and go down here. Hey man, you watching out, man? You making sure ain't nobody coming? Ain't you making sure? Man, ain't nobody coming. The coast is clear, man. But I got a weird feeling about stuff. Cause this camera, right? Man, ain't no damn camera around here, man. I just moved that damn camera. And ain't nobody, look, if it was a camera, somebody would have came out here. I thought I moved that camera. Just like them guys did on that Point Break movie. Where they do without there to eat out. But I moved the camera a different way. I be with some butt head in the camera. I started shaking my butt in front of the camera. Okay? So ain't nobody coming out here. Yeah, you know what? I seen one of them stupid ignorant suckers get up there and try it like he was doing some kind of cartoon thing, shaking it, mooning the camera. I'm gonna get a hold of him soon. I said, it's probably him right there down there, right there, unscrewing my darn fan. And the other one sitting there looking stupid, looking like that guy that played on that movie called Cookout when that skunk sprayed him. I bet when I go up to him and hit him with that bat and throw the ketchup on him, I'm gonna make him do a stupid thing like that guy did on that darn movie, Cookout, when that skunk sprayed him. You just wait there. So you're going to do it with that ketchup. I show him. They ain't going to be up here. And then he going to be he out there trying to take my fans with it. Yeah, I'm going to kill him. So you had your glaucoma. You know what? You start with that again. I get you close to that with my daughter back. And then put some ketchup all over your head. Sir, I just was saying. But you don't say nothing to me. Yeah, I took my glaucoma. You don't ask me no questions. I don't even know why you ask me a question like that. Yeah, hey, man, you watch me?
Yeah, man, but I'll tell you, I just don't got a good feeling about this.
You sure don't, do you? You stupid jump.
Hey, man, look here. I was trying to fix your fan. I know this might not look, that ain't what it looked like. I know it looked like, you know what it don't look like? I'm going to tell you something right now.
I watched your ass the whole time on my camera. You sit here trying to unloose my fan, and you gonna take, you probably gonna try to go take it to the scrap market and try to get some money for it. I know that's probably what you gonna try to damn do. I know that's what you probably gonna try to do. I knew that's what you were gonna try to do. Nah, I'm trying to fix you. Don't see me. You don't see a screw top. Yeah, I'm a screw top. Yo, now, y'all get both of these on out here and get them out of here. We'll sit here and try to take my darn, go try to take my darn fan and go sell that stock market. I'll bash them in their head. You, man, sir, you were bashing with your daughter bad, and it sounded like it was making a ting sound when you were hitting them. My daughter bad got some special ingredients added to it now, at the front of it now. And yeah, especially that sucker thought he was going to move the camera. He's stupid. You know what? I ought to invent a casino, Kino's, Shrinking Worlds, part 12 and a half, and name it Casino Kino's Funniest Moments When He Run Into People That Have Broke Rules Inside of the Theater and Doing Things That They Don't Supposed To Be Doing. The funniest one of them. You know what, sir? You know what? It's time to go to break, man. Hey, dude, let's get freaking with you, man. You know what? I hear y'all talking, too. Keep on damn talking, okay? Keep right on talking and see what you're going to get. I would dock your damn paycheck. Then you were like that, won't you? Yeah. You were like that, won't you? No. We wasn't saying anything. Yeah. You wasn't saying nothing. Yeah. I'm the one to take care of your paycheck. Da 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 da. One, get ready to come. Two, get ready to grow. Three, we giving you plenty of energy. Everybody get ready for the super famous Mark Era. Get ready for the super famous Mark Era. Julian Show, A Viral. Yeah, it's Frank Bobby, and officially in Fairmont, West Virginia, it is officially right now in the 27th clear degree, and it says here that it looks like it might show a little snow thing here, 30%, 27 real field, 10 MI visibility, 30.21 pressure, 19 dew point, 72% humidity, 1 low UV index, 0%, next hour, 2 miles per hour. So everybody, welcome to the super famous Murray Everything That's Going Viral. You know it's the WRBS. You know it's the WRBS. It is the WRBSradio.com. So like I said, everybody listen again. One, get ready to come. Get ready to grow. Three, we're giving you plenty of energy. Everybody get ready for the super famous Merc Era 79 Show, A Viral. Get ready. Just live at WIBSradio.com. Oh, get ready. Yo, everybody. One. Two. Three, get ready to come, get ready to grow, 'cause we giving you plenty of energy. Woo.
You know what? I tell you what, I know somebody just didn't get on here when Frank Suave's singing his song right now. Now, I tell you what, I'm Frank Suave. And whoever did that, I put a bullet in your head, man. I don't know who think they're going to say this now. I'm telling you, every time when I sing my song, somebody always got to come over and say something. Now, whoever the hell that was that on that line just said that. You better make yourself who you is. You better tell me who you is and who you is, who you be, who you is. I ain't got to tell you nothing. Just know I seen your cherry curl head, man. I seen you. I know who you is. And I don't like what you do. I know what you do. I don't like what you do. Man, you know what, man? You better get out of here, man. I guess you ain't hear the other thing, man. I put a bullet in your head, man. You wait a minute. Come on, Frank, dude. We're not going to do this tonight. Yeah, come on. You ain't nothing but a punk. Come on, punk. You ain't going to do nothing. Punk, you ain't nothing. You ain't going to do nothing to me, punk. You ain't going to do nothing, punk. You ain't going to do what you going to do, punk. What you going to do? Hey, Merc, man, where did Frank go? 239, dude. He went to the back to go get his gun, dude. Like, where's this freaking dude at, dude? You know Frank like to be trying to search people down like he's some kind of secret agent, man. He find things about people, dude. So, like, you know, where did he go, dude? Man, Merc, I don't know, man. Like, that weird guy when he was talking trash to him, and he just, where did Frank go? I don't know, dude, you know, but I think he might have pushed the module that we were using before, and he must have picked up some weird guy when he was over here singing his song, because some weird guy picked up on it, dude. Bill, you hear that, dude? Man, you know, I thought it was a special effect, really, because, you know, this movie is going and everything. You know what, Bill, dude, you know, I don't even know why I freaking asked you, dude. You probably been messing with those Superman pills again, dude. Man, Merc, listen, dude. Don't get off of the situation of me messing with Superman pills, dude. Just like, why did this have to go to me about these Superman pills, dude? Well, you know, Bill, I just said figure, dude, because, you know, what you just said, dude, just like, it's freaking weird, okay, dude? But we got a serious problem, Bill. What kind of problem, Merc? Man, Frank has disappeared, dude, and I'm afraid we're going to pick him up somewhere blasting some guy to pieces, dude. Man, no, dude, Merc, that's not going to possibly happen, dude. Dude, just watch. Listen to the module, dude.
Yeah, you're going to do that to me. Yeah, I know you. You're going to do that to me. Oh, I ain't going to do nothing to you? Yeah, I'm Frank Suave. I guess you ain't know who I was. You know what? I found where you at. Wait, what you going to do with that?
Man, you know, whatever, man, you know, hey, you were out, man, I was laughing.
It's my security. It's in the phone right there, man. That, all that stuff.
Freaking guy was turning my channel, man, my station, man. And like, dude, why are you turning? Man, dude, I just, you know, I can't find nothing on right now, dude. It's just like, you know. Dude, if you just see me stop trying to get him to do it, why are you doing it? You know, it's freaking annoying, man. I already found what I was going to listen to. What was you going to listen to, dude? This, man. Just wait. He's right here, dude. Vacation. 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 It's a vacation. Relaxation. Vacation. Relaxation. Vacation. Inside of instruments, man, I let my mind drift inside of it just like a man standing or maybe sitting in front of an ocean.
I remember them times when I was in North Myrtle Beach, man. Yo, I used to leave up out my little apartment, go out in the AM, stand and look at the ocean, and sometimes the moon and the stars in the sky, we reflect from the ocean quick. Man, it be at night, man, the salt be out there. People out there at night, still out there, fireworks everywhere. The reason that I dedicated Currency finale to go down the legendary type of hit. Fireworks inside the commercialized one. Y'all know about me, man, yo, check it. Mr. 239 done put in so much work, man. I deserve to have a whole ton of trillions of dollars coming in like fuel pumps, like gas pumps. Yo, that means that Mr. 239 don't front on the tracks and flows that I be letting all y'all know. Yo, this is how I go in relax mode. Yo, I'm on a vacation, relaxation. Yo, inside the instrument, take me back to those times when I was hanging at North Myrtle Beach and I used to go out look at the ocean. I'm on a vacation, yo, inside the instrument, man, it take me back. Sometimes that make me think about the times when I used to go at North Myrtle Beach and stand and sit and look at the ocean. Yo, I'm having a vacation, vacation, relaxation, inside the instrument, letting all y'all know how I'm relaxing when I get ready to drop a hit. I remember when I was wake up in the morning, man, and I'd be looking at the ocean from my window, and I would continue to make beats, make a whole bunch of beats, put them together. It was a way for me to relax, ways to release all the things, the pressure, all the things, the feeling from inside of me, the things that made me feel like my life was a little lesser. But I know that I've been known to come with tracks to keep stretch dudes out like a stretcher. Flows coming through, let them know what this is, vacancy. Just like I'm time sharing inside of the instruments, like I said on how I look in them days, how I do, check it. It's on a vacation inside of the instruments. Take me to the time that I used to be at North Myrtle Beach and I would go stand or sit and look at the ocean. And I'll take my sneaks off and let my feet get wet. Yo, used to let my feet get wet, take my feet from inside of Timberland boots and let it be going through the sand. And I remember times that I didn't have a woman on my side or no kids, and I was just a loner type of man. I felt like I was Mad Max, man, on the vention, the road of vention, the road of theory. Cause it was like, man, my life, it seemed like it was gone, and I always felt like I was enforcement inside of beats, enforcement inside of lyrical techniques, enforcement on how the way that I speak. Man, that's the reason why Mr. 239 come through. I remain to be an agent, taking me back to the days, man, when I was going in front of North Myrtle Beach and standing and sitting in front of the ocean early in the morning, walk the Dodgers to go get me some sausage biscuits, go back, sit down at the sand and just look at the ocean as it continues rising. Man, you know what? I'm tell you what, it's on right now, man. I feel emotion. I feel emotion right now. I feel emotion right now. Look, man, that's why I didn't want you to. Can he please come down? Those silent effects, those, you know, sound, these effects are really messing with this guy here that's with you. No. He just got a habit of acting the fool every time we come somewhere. He just got a habit. Every damn time I bring him, he always do something. Every time on one song, every time while we here in this movie going, he always do something. And you know what? Which I don't think he needs to be hard on him like that, sir, just because I tell you what, I don't need to be hard on him. You seen some of the stuff he just did, and you know what? Get out of my face. Get out of my face. You better got away from my face. Got away. Yo, I didn't open the stroll. It's too late. I can't take none of it back, okay? I can't take none of it back because, what? It's time to push the monster agenda. Shut up, shush. It's time to push the monster agenda. It's time to push the monster agenda. It's time to push the monster agenda. Yo, hush. It's time to push the monster agenda. Hold on, hush. Yo. It's time to push the monster agenda. It's time to push the monster agenda. Hush. Hold on. Wait. Shh. Don't say nothing. Hold on. Wait. Taping up the industry mouth, just like tape around the mouth. Got it in my basement, trapped down, tied up now. Yo, that's the way I tied it up with my
great adventures of my career and my style's attack is as I brain from out. Yo, brain and soul, I walk around just like a dude with a briefcase now. Walk around, call myself Mr. M1.239, mobster running numbers. Mobster coming through, running you up. Take y'all, let y'all know what I've been about. Take y'all out, let you know what I'm getting ready to do. That's the ransom about, let her out. Make dudes feel like, yo, I make them feel like they sell themselves out. Just like I put them out like a ransom, let them out. Let them know, yo, I got them out there. Know what time it is when it's 2:39 time to come through. Yo, the rhymes, the messages, and spread around like a gigantic, gigantic ransom letter everywhere around. Y'all know about Mr. 239, come through it like I said. Yo, it's time to push the monster agenda. It's time to push the monster agenda. I done heard enough. It's time to push the monster agenda. Hold on. It ain't gonna be long. Hold on. I'm gonna make this as painful as possible, okay? It's time to push the monster agenda. Yo, take it. Get down into your flesh just like the hot, hot, melting screwdriver. A flathead at that. Meaning that, yo, that's the way my tech go inside of your pressure points, make you feel like the metal, matter of fact, is heated. Yo, that's what you call a piercing. Let you know about Mr. 239, represent with the flow, purified hit. Making all y'all feel like y'all gonna get dropped quick. Yo, anybody thought that they could stop me, man? Yo, I'm the one that's coming through, yo. The atomic mass throwing a whole bunch of objects, moving objects. While you dudes out there don't know about me, when it's time for me to represent, yo, yo, check it. And instead of all your money, I want a whole part of your half body, and I mean you better give it before I snatch you. Cause when it's time for me to come through, I told you, it's time for me to push the monster agenda. It's time for me to push the monster agenda. It's time for me to push the monster agenda. It's time for me to push the monster agenda. It's time for me to push the monster agenda. It's time for me to push the monster agenda. Time for me to push the mobster agenda. Time for me to push the mobster agenda. Time for me to push the mobster agenda. Yeah. Well, there's more records in the building. Dude, that was creepy. That was really creepy right there, dude. What, dude? Freak, dude. I had a special effect that just hit me, dude. What the freak, dude? Man, look, dude. You've been messing with the powdered donut stuff too much. Dude, it's just the wind, dude. You know that? Yeah, it's the wind, dude. You know what? Freak it, dude. Let's just, you know what? It's the movie, dude. Shrinking Worlds is heavy, dude. And the wind is blowing, dude. So, you know, just,
You know what? I tell you what. I'm somewhere where ain't nobody gonna bother me now when I step my gold brick. Come here.
You know what? I know you ain't just... You know what? You just wait. Just wait. You just wait. I'm going to get a hold of everybody I've seen on the camera acting crazy.
Hey, dude, check out my new comedy book, man. I'm going to tell you, this is a good comedy book. I'm going to tell you, but I'm going to tell you something right now. The same guy getting his check. Same dude got a check. Check coming in right now. Same guy got a check. I see the same name on the same check, man. Same check. God.
Say alert, he don't come in, say alert, he don't come in, say alert, he don't come in, oh, future done, quick, say alert, he don't come in, say alert, he don't come in, say alert, he don't come in.
to make everybody feel like they didn't got stunned and hit. When it was time for the 239 to come through, I've been knowing how to burn it quick. Yeah, mercury flowing ever since I was young, been knowing how to spit and hit. Yo, I learned how to use a whole bunch of ammunition when I was at a young age of a kid. I'm talking about 11 years old. We talking about learn how to shoot a rifle. Why most dudes act like if a microphone can be used just like a rifle? Well, consider me experienced, yo. Experienced with flow. Type of dude to come out and hit you with the bullseye with my eyes closed. Man, it's just like when I used to play pool in the dark, hitting the ball, eight ball, corner pocket, yo. That's what I've been known how to do for long ago. Why most people didn't understand, yo, what I done did, man. I done did stories that ain't ever been told. That's why most of these rappers in the game and the songs that ever been phoned. When they hear the 239 represent coming up from everybody out there thinking they can stop me, yo, y'all know what to do.
Say alert, Kino coming. Say alert, Kino coming. Say alert, Kino coming. Oh, shoot your gun quick. Say alert, Kino coming. Say alert, Kino coming. Say alert.
Yeah, everybody thought that just because I took a minute back and they didn't see me
come
flip
on,
like a camera or like play on the camera when it go click. You're making films and making movies. I guess I done went to the background and I played the background and I played the director. I told these people back long time ago why they still didn't think I was gonna bring much to measure up. Hit you up, split you up. Why most of these dudes getting ripped up? Thought they didn't could stop everything that the Mr. 239 bringing up like this a big new big box office for ya. Yeah, most of the dudes from back in the old days knew about something that came out from an old way 1979 flow. That's what I've been doing. Now everybody feeling my phase as I go through inside of your brain just like the electrical molecules, and I penetrate all these medulla oblongata. Most of these dudes thought that they could stop me. Yo, they getting splattered. Yo, 239 coming and making them feel like I done brought out too much that they can't solve and stop the stumper that I'm flying up. Yo, it's a mass of an atom just going off, exploding, blowing people and letting them know when it's time for the 239 to come through and hit. Most of these dudes be like, man, I ain't do nothing but leave my symbol in it. So
say alert, Kino coming. Say alert, Kino coming. Say alert, Kino coming. Oh, Kino coming, say alert. Kino coming, say alert. Kino coming. Oh, shoot, you're done. Quick, say alert. Kino coming.
Hey, man, let me hold that comic book, man. Hey, you better give me back that. Hey, man, that's the same check. The same check. The same check. The same name on the check. Same name on the check. Look at the check, man. They got the same name in it. The same name on the third check, man. Same name on the check. Man, what is he talking about, man? That's a good comic.
The station where reality slaps you in the face and knocks you on the behind. Wham! One, get ready to come.
Oh, I like this.
Two, get ready to grow. Three, we're giving you plenty of energy.
Yeah, man, y'all ever had one of them situations where you did something so long that it growed on you?
This hip-hop life is my coaster. I've been known I was gonna a G-grade hype blower in my coaster.
My culture, my culture.
This hip hop life is my culture. I've been known I was gonna achieve great heights, blow up in my culture. As I can go back into the past of the days of how me and this music been going together for a long time. Like when I started off when I was young, I was addicted to making a whole bunch of tapes, better yet,
addicted to making beats from my tongue, and then recording it on the tape, the cassette deck. And then I try to find a way to find a radio, couldn't find a radio. So my brother Corey Dog gave me a car stereo with a battery, a car battery in the room. So what I used to do is always play my tapes and see if they had a boom, or see if my voice or anything was gonna be making the right sound to fill the whole room of speakers like a surround sound. Y'all know how I hold it down. This is hip-hop life, this is my culture. I've been known I was gonna achieve great heights, slower in my culture. Word up, check it. This hip-hop life is my culture. I've been known I was gonna achieve great heights, slower in my culture, in my culture. As I continue listening to them sounds of the car stereo in my room, I was like, man, one day I'm gonna have the sound that'll go boom. So everybody, you know what I'm gonna do, have the sound to fill the whole room. I'm talking about surround sounds around the place. It started ricocheting back and forth, man, Mr. 239 couldn't stop it. Better yet, it was me by another alias. A lot of people used to wonder, was that really me behind them cassette decks? I'm talking about packs of cassette tapes, decks and marios and times and things that kept on going. I'm talking about times when I was feeling at my lowest, at my lowest, at my most depressed, man. All I did was listen to them instruments. Like, this hip-hop life is my culture. I been know I was gonna achieve great heights, blow up in my culture. Yeah, check it, word up. This hip-hop life is my culture. I been know I was gonna achieve great heights, blow up in my culture. In my culture, yeah. So while most dudes be forgetting where they come from, sometimes makes people take their heart and run. Man, Mr. 239 keep coming with my thoughts that's gonna continue to run around across the airways. Man, I'm talking about nights I used to go to sleep, and I used to have visions that my voice was moving inside of the power lines like some kind of so-called electricity. But I didn't really understand what was happening during the time when I was in Monroe, NC. I used to have all these types of dreams when I was on stage as a rocking crowd and everybody started screaming. When I was doing this, everybody didn't think I was gonna make it come through and manifest. Man, I manifested out. Started out from cassette tape, a mouth and DVDs and CDs. You know how I do it. Mr. 239 always represent. Man, I ain't fell off from this. So remember one thing about knowing about a culture. If it ain't something in your heart, forget about it. Word up. This is pop, it's my color. Life is my culture. I've been known I was going to achieve great heights, blow up in my culture. This hip-hop life is my culture. I've been known I was going to achieve great heights, blow up in my culture. In my culture, yeah, check it. This hip-hop life is my culture. I've been known I was going to achieve great heights, blow up in my culture. In my culture, yeah, check it. Hip-hop life is my culture. I've been known I was gonna achieve great heights, blow up in my culture, in my culture, in my culture, culture, in my culture.
Everybody stand up
now.
Introduce.
My hot checks, they moving like rocks and projects. MR takes producing to make my box fat. Style turn MCs not threat after they find out there's no way to stop click. No matter how much you drop, Big Duke, stop it. MR true rock tracks. A few lyrics shout who's the best. Amateurs in fact, use spit out, shoot pop text. Why rap lyrics move faster than rockets? Taking lots of projects out of apartments and projects. That means you can't stop checks. Every time I drop tracks, I make locks mad like they with dime kicks. And I walk past, pop the ass, grab the tits, stop that, gotta dig it. Told I would be ready to get down to business. Got that, my name chop next, like one chop of an ass. You sure you wanna rock next? Why yes, I doubt that rhymes I bring leave knots on head. Irritating enough, yeah, I won't rest. All real boots start flowing like I knew, I knew. I know it sounds wild like rooster cough growing loud in the morning. Cock-a-doodle-doo. I hear y'all doubt, I'm not recognizing who the fuck are you.
I'm gonna wanna rock it, so move your feet. I'm gonna wanna rock it, so move your feet. I'm gonna wanna rock it, so move your feet. I'm gonna wanna rock it, so move your feet. I'm gonna
now. I dare you to enter a strong mind, a master me, no doubt. In fact, we tremulous energies control crap, like Jesus speaks, bull crap. Listen to scream, go wow. I got que la voz, just for why this is envy closed out. From pictures ugly, no doubt. It's never reason, no clout. Thinking to come, here, kick your technique, oh doubt. Don't flip up, buddy, metaphors make folks pound. Slung garbage, lust, easy destroyed, blown down. Gone by thoughts, lyrics enough, MC sword with closed mouth. Wild parts, split, crunch, leak, galore, false mouth. All I get's but Jerry Ron, whole found. Mr. Ride Ucker, yucky, more wrote about. Ass stick up, yucky, who's so proud? Cause I bring pro sound. Okay, all MCs sing slow now. Oh, wow. Swallowing my lyrics cause you to choke out. Like hot put jalapeno in your mouth. No doubt, there's no reason for me to say who names you spoke out. Left me alone and clown about my true style for a long time. Now talk goes out on how I'm so proud. On stages I'm known to show off. Sure, all of this y'all know. This two-hand rep
I'm gonna wanna rock, this a move to beat. I'm gonna wanna rock, this a move to beat. I'm gonna wanna rock, this a move to beat. I'm gonna wanna rock, this a move to beat. I'm gonna wanna rock, this a move to beat. I'm gonna wanna rock, this a move to beat. I'm gonna wanna rock, this a move to beat. I'm gonna wanna rock, this a move to beat.
Yo, I remember dudes back in the day saying Once you go around and perform the same old song, people start seeing that, yo, it sound like a broken record song. So I guess all my albums, everything I done spit in, it sound like a broken record to my eardrums and to my dome. So all y'all know when I get ready to rip the flow, I'ma keep ripping the show. Yeah, I've been making so far my instrument moving is a slow, you whack rappers down.
Hey man, something wrong with my record, man, it's slow down. You know what I'm saying? You know what y'all need to get y'all stuff away from here. Beware.
What is an overpass? Come on. Question, is that an S or a 5?
I think it's a 5.
I thought so. Frustration loading.
Nobody wants more robot tests, but we could all use more ways to save.
Charlotte, for Rob Ott or Rob Ott.
Error, human.
Switch to Geico for more ways to save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What is an overpass? Come on. Question, is that an S or a 5?
I think it's a 5.
I thought so. Frustration loading.
Nobody wants more robot tests, but we could all use more ways to save.
Charlotte, for Rob Ott or Rob Ott.
Error, human.
Switch to Geico for more ways to save.
it's your boy Prince.
It's an MSX production.
Money was the motive. 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 $50 was the scheme. Getting fit was just a dream. Yeah, I'm all about my cream. I'm all about my cream. I'm all about my cream. Money was the motive. $50 was the scheme. Getting fit was just a dream. Yeah, I'm all about my cream. I'm all about my cream. I'm all about my cream.
Niggas steady hating cause I'm out here mind some kids of paper. Nigga, yeah, I'm out on my grind, my dream stays steaming. Ain't nobody gonna stop to see them hating from a distance. They probably wanna drop a great bread or play dead. Yeah, I'm all about my cream, there's no one above us. Yeah, I'm all about my team. The only thing I've seen is a bunch of dead crazies. My team is moving strong, oh yeah, I think we ready. My bars are like a rifle and my wrist ain't steady. My hunger made me stronger, only want my money to the ceiling. Cooler than a breather, but you never catch me chilling. That's a good guy, young, so why the hell am I living? Never said I was rich, but I'll do this for a living. Just to put the greatness on the wall that was written. I do this for my fans, that's why I never stop spitting. Always claim you wanna grind, but you say bullshit.
Money was the motive, $10 was the scheme. Getting fans was just a dream. Yeah, I'm all about my cream. Yeah, I'm all about my cream. I'm all about my cream.
Yeah.
Money was the motivation, dollars was the scheme.
Cool kid.
Yeah, I'm all about my cream.
Bitch.
I'm all about my cream.
Yeah.
I'm all about my cream.
I'm all about my cream, and I'll get it. Fuck all you haters, I never sweat it. You can keep hating, but I'ma make it. You a bunch of dumb fucks, yeah, I meant it. I caught greens, and I ain't talking about weed. No stupid dummy, my motive is the money. Come and make it rain, I always be stunning. Got that kickback flow, look what I'm becoming. Man, I'm saying fuck all my haters, I spit it fast. Can't you get the bread by things I never had. I'm so real when it comes to these bars. I'm so ill when it comes to these mics. Pow pow, hoes on my dick, no fucking marathon. Up and down my thing, now let's have some fun. I'm all about my cream. I'm all about my cream. I grew up fast, money was the motive, and I screwed up fast. I moved up fast, back on the thing, killing every mic I see. Put me on a beat, and I'll cross the scene. I'm the talk of the town, man, I was meant to be. Hard work pays off, man, I'm all about my cream. Make your bitch green, man, I'm all about my cream.
Money with the motor, chasing dollars with the scheme. Getting paid was just a dream. Yeah, I'm all about my cream. Yeah, I'm all about my cream. I'm all about my cream.
Yep.
Money with the motor, chasing dollars with the scheme. Getting paid was just a dream. Yeah, I'm all about my cream.
Easy.
Yeah, I'm all about my cream. I'm all about my cream.
Yeah. Man, I say I'm all about the moolah. Runnin' after it, but I'm stumbling cause I'm too high. I'ma never quit until I get my paper quick. Reppin' CA in the script, now you know I do this shit. Now you know I do my shit. When it's time to spit, I'ma drop it on the bone. Layin' with the pitch, bitch. Tell them get up on my level. They can't see me or whatever. Give me cheese or a cheddar. I can't think of nothing better. Unless it come with Cinderella, she can be my main thing. She rolled a tree good, so we do the same thing. I don't think them niggas notice how them bitches on my thing. And she ain't talking about the streets when she say I gang bang. All black trucks, and I let my chain hang. I do it for my city, and they do the same thing. Chasing after money, cause you know this nigga love the green. Snoozing on them other niggas, everybody know they lame. Yeah, it's a shame. One of the hottest of the tips, then they kill the game. If they asking for the name, tell them Google CG main. Blood free road, ain't shit to explain. No scheming how to get a million closer than a dream. But it's going back and forth like it's sitting on a swing. Rolling with CA, so you know I rep the team. Getting money, burning trees, so I'm all about my cream.
Money was the motor, chasing dollars was the scheme. Getting fans was just a dream. Yeah, I'm all about my cream. Yeah, I'm all about my cream. I'm all about my cream. Money was the motor, chasing dollars was the scheme. Getting fans was just a dream. Yeah, I'm all about my cream. Yeah,
I'm all about my cream. I'm all about my cream.
From my father's semen to an infant, I've been worth millions when I was a little kid. So I guess at the age of 30 years old, I've been the type of one coming quick like a cash register. All these MCs out here be talking about paperweights to measure it up. Check out the balance scales between the keynote, and y'all will be figuring out how the scene explode. I'm the cream of the crop. It's time for me to come to all y'all MCs out here. Thought that I went and live on, I'm a box, out the box, like a whole bunch of bricks. I'm talking about gold bricks in a R, or gold bricks in a book. I don't care if y'all MCs don't know about when it's time for the zero and Kino. Take notes, here I go when I'm getting ready to explode. I'm getting away from reality real quick, fast mode. If y'all MCs think I can't escape reality, check out the notes inside the paper easily. Check it. When I leave from reality, it's gonna be leaving left in reality. But I guarantee you, my history, everything gonna be left in cotton, paper, paper, cone.
I'm all about the chips and dollars with the scheme. Give me pencils, just a dream. Yeah, I'm all about my cream. Yeah, I'm all about my cream. I'm all about my cream. Money with the motor, chips and dollars with the scheme. Getting pencils, just a dream. Yeah, I'm all about my cream. Yeah, I'm all about my cream. I'm all about my cream.
All about my cream, like a Caucasian. Just looking for some sunscreen in a sunny day. They wanna see what really went me. The person that I seen, yeah, I always looked at the green. Actually, I was in the store as a youngin'. That mean I was so young. I was in the store with no money. I was at the counter with no money. It was nothing but paper. It was cotton fiber though. But I got my ass whooped still though. Oh man, so I keep it going like I got a old man saying. That mean I go off old man spirits. Old man talk. Everybody just wanna say what I want. When I walk, they can't even walk in the shoes that I walk in. I walk through. I walk through everybody. Ain't nobody else gonna take our place. WIP. Yes, this is a new generation of lyrics, the hip hop. We keep it spreading. Now they say, cause we just put in land. Just spreading, everybody feeling. When we just spitting, everybody say, what is we really going through with the knowledge? Are we going with everything relieving the violence? Everybody say, I got it going silent. I was silent for too long. Now I let them know my name, yeah, it goes strong. It's a low name, I'm a strong side of a strong breed. They ain't gonna take what I hand to feed. When I talk and what I go with the seat, man, I just spread it and everybody's feeling, yeah, they feeling the money like, come.
Yeah, word is born, record.
Yeah, I'm all about my cream. Yeah, I'm all about my cream.
And where I am to where I've been. Keep my word as born and all I've seen. Enough cream to live by my means. Fat pockets cause me to lean. Starting rotation on my team. Public shares to the population. Constant conclusions in my compensation. Workaholic, hop on any compilation. Inevitable evidence in my evaluation. Find future virtues in patience. Psychology to my patients. Lying fakers, I keep it blatant. Fake truth and time to make it. Drive to the scene, got that 2013 whipped cream. Bundles hard to believe. Reserve a spot for all to see. Desperate schemes for cream is the way it be. We be karate collections of cream. Bunch of Bruce Lees. Man, green trees and money counting machines. Give back to the community, no need for pleas. Wonder where we get it from with tracks like these? Man, please.
Money was the motor, chasing dollars was the scheme. Getting paper, just a dream. Yeah, I'm all about my cream. Yeah, I'm all about my cream. I'm all about my cream. Money was the motor, chasing dollars was the scheme. Getting paper, just a dream. Yeah, I'm all about my cream.